everyone. A quick note before we start the show. 2020 has been a really difficult year for everyone, and we so appreciate your support and listening to our show. If you do happen to have extra money and are inspired to donate to our show, you can go to donate.npr.org/indicator. We will use that money to continue to look at the economic effects of COVID-19 and talk with people all across the country about their experiences. Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
NPR.
Hey everyone, it's Cardiff. This is the Indicator from Planet Money. Immigration policy is one of the areas where presidents have a lot of discretion to do what they want. And during his time in office, President Trump pursued an immigration agenda that was aimed at reducing overall migration to the U.S., enacting policies that were meant to disincentivize undocumented immigrants from coming to the U.S., and also policies that made it harder for people to move to the U.S. legally. So how does President-elect Joe Biden plan to approach immigration once he takes office? Will he try to undo everything President Trump did? Can he? Today on the show, I am speaking with Andrew Seeley, the president of the Migration Policy Institute, which is an organization that researches immigration trends. And Andrew not only answers these questions, he also explains why the answers matter so much for the U.S. economy. That's coming up after a quick break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Avalara, providing cloud-based sales tax solutions for businesses of all sizes. Avalara automatically integrates with more than 700 ERP and e-commerce systems. Learn more at avalara.com/indicator.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Vox Media and its new podcast, Decoder, with Verge editor-in-chief Nilay Patel. Decoder explores the future of business and tech with business leaders like Salman Khan, David Chang, and Mark Cuban. Find Decoder wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrew Seeley, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Andrew, I want to start with a very broad question, which is, what can we say, based on what's been reported so far, about President-elect Biden's likely philosophy towards immigration policy and how it might differ from President Trump's immigration policy of the last 4 years?
I think you're going to see President Biden thinking of immigration as an asset to be managed rather than a problem to be solved. I mean, this is going to be a proactive approach to immigration, recognizing that there are downsides, that there are question marks that people have. But largely, it's an asset that helps us grow as a country and that we've got to figure out the right designs of an immigration system that benefits the country as a whole.
Okay. And looking at the details a little more closely, I want to start by talking about legal immigration, which I think often gets less attention because the subject of undocumented or illegal immigration is such a political hot button. How do you think President Biden is likely to approach legal immigration in a way that's fundamentally different from the way President Trump approached it?
I think you're going to see a much more robust legal immigration program, though not, you know, not overwhelmingly so, because there are always question marks in American society. If you raise the numbers of people coming too far, I think he's going to be cautious. And yet at the same time, think about legal immigration as an important part of strengthening the labor force in the United States, particularly areas where we have labor force needs, and particularly as we come out of the recession that we're in right now. So I think you'll see changes to make our high-skilled program, high-skilled immigration system more robust. Professional visas, also perhaps agricultural and service visas, temporary workers. And I think within legal immigration, you're also going to see a President-elect Biden, a Biden administration, try and do something about bringing people out of the shadows who are already here working, contributing to American society, but don't have legal documents. And I think he sees that as part of the legal immigration system. So how do you, with people who are the dreamers, people who came as young people to the U.S. with their parents without documents and have grown up in this country, can he, you know, continue the program called DACA that gives them the right to remain in the country and work here legally, maybe get Congress to pass a law? I think that'll be another big part of the agenda going forward in legal immigration.
Yeah. And in terms of what's quantifiable, it sounds like from what you're saying that under President Biden, the numbers are probably going to rebound in terms of annual legal immigration. Is that a fair thing to predict?
I think so. I think there'll be more attempt to make sure that, you know, particularly student visas, which have been going down, go up again, because we want students to come to the United States to study, that we'll want to make sure we have people in seasonal occupations, in the fields and in some of the jobs that have been short of American workers. You know, this may not happen immediately because we're in the middle of a recession. I think this is more likely to happen as we pull out of a recession and the U.S. labor force is robust again and there are needs again for foreign workers.
Let me also turn now to undocumented immigrants. President-elect Biden has reportedly suggested that he's going to have a 100-day moratorium on deportations of undocumented immigrants to start his administration. What can we infer from that?
You know, I think, you know, Biden was part of the Obama administration, and one of the things they learned working together is that it did no one any favors at the time when they were trying to deport as many people as possible. And that was the first 4 or 5 years of the Obama-Biden administration. And they really, you know, Obama was called the deporter in chief, but they really were sending large numbers of people back to their home countries. And what it did is it made people afraid to approach their local authorities, police, social service agencies, unable to invest in their kids' education, afraid of interacting in public life. And so what they did in the last 3 years, the Obama administration, was to begin having very clear priorities on who could be detained and deported. And I think Biden will start off there. He'll do a moratorium for 100 days, but then he's going to restrict the reasons for which you can be deported to criminal offenses and threats to national security. I'm guessing. I mean, we'll see what he decides. But I think that's their thinking, is that they will really prioritize trying to send home only those people that present a danger to American society, and others they want them to have the security that they can have a normal life in the United States and be as productive as possible as you know, people who are present in this country.
Yeah, and then I want to turn now to the issue of asylum, and specifically the asylum system at the U.S. border with Mexico. President Trump has dismantled a lot of that system, and it seemed like part of the rationale for that was to disincentivize mass migrations originating in parts of Central or maybe South America that would come up through Mexico and then cross the border into the U.S. seeking asylum. And I guess my question is, do you think it's likely that President-elect Biden will try to reinvigorate or reestablish the asylum system? And if so, is it possible to do so in such a way that does not re-incentivize the kinds of large mass migrations that have taken place at various times over roughly the last decade and have really been like a difficult thing bureaucratically for the U.S. to solve at the border with Mexico?
It's going to be their toughest issue without any doubt. I think you're going to see an administration that is committed to asylum and to restoring the asylum system, but I don't think it's going to happen immediately. And I think there is going to be robust border enforcement. My sense is the trade-off for really being able to bring people out of the shadows in this country is having fairly robust border enforcement. But they're going to try and temper that with an asylum system that's more efficient, more fair, probably protection measures that they can do closer to where people live in Central America and Mexico. But it's going to take some time to do that. And so my sense is the border is the last place where you're going to see big changes happen in the Biden administration. You'll see them happen inside the country on enforcement and DACA and other issues. And it's going to take a few months before they're ready and to risk changes at the border and relaunch the asylum system, because they don't want to generate that huge wave of people before they're ready to handle it.
Andrew Seely, thank you so much.
Great to be with you, Cardiff.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Jamila Huxtable and fact-checked by Sean Saldana. Our editor is Patty Hirsch, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
What does it take to really make amends? And how should we navigate our digital spaces? I'm Anoush Zomorodi. Each week on NPR's TED Radio Hour, we go on a journey with TED speakers who help us answer some of life's biggest questions. Join us. Listen now.